Boa says Kiki back in effect. Good morning, happy people. Working the graveyard shift, you see damn near everything. You be tired, but you just stay up. That's the early bird money, trust me. Man, dope. I just seen too much a lot of stuff, like. And we try and figure out, like, what places God put me in and why. And I realized why. I went through the struggle and more for him to sit me down and make me the person I am. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. See, some of y'all don't know how to say it, huh? Thank you, Jesus. And I will say it. Oh, Potter. See, I can't even talk too much because I ain't want a lot of things, but, you want to know about who's there for you and why he's there for you and why he do things and why things come upon you, you got to ask him. Like, you got to stay strong, stay focused, and basically ask the man upstairs things you need to do in your life to make you stronger. I used to be weak. Only time I was weak was when I was weak only one. I ain't gonna say that, but the realest weak time in my life is falling in love, because I knew I was never gonna fall in love. So as soon as I did, oh, Jeff Hizzy's. Oh, that thing hurt it. Because I was such a heartbreaker. Like, I was prone to breaking people's hearts. I made it my business to break a man's heart. And guess what? I didn't even get my heart broke. We broke each other's. We broke each other down. And I think he was a heartbreaker too. And it hurted me just a little, like a little teeny bit. And the only way I didn't hurt me all the way, because I started getting used to it. Like, you know how your body get immune to things? You be like, oh my God, I'm so immune to this. But you got to get out of it. You got to break the chain. And like, for all you women, all you men who take care of your kids, whoever, break that daggone chain. Do not let them kids grow up like we had to do things. We had things for a reason. Like, break that damn chain. Let everything come to a head and bust it wide open into glory, though. You hear me? Into glory. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to hurry up so I can about to work. Chime it out. You already know, Boss Ass Kiki. It's a rap. Boss Ass Kiki back in effect. Y'all know how I do it. What ready? Anyway, we have a session. I'm about to say my allergies are off books. Y'all get, I can't fucking breathe. Hello. So, actually, I was putting that in the air, but that's not what I'm having a session on. I've known my baby father, Andre, since I was 12 years old. And I'm 41 now, y'all. It's this ongoing, going strong. Like, we just was friends, and now we're friends. We used to be lovers, and before that, it was always friends. So, I'm just going to chime my hand with some other stuff. It's pre-Mother's Day. I just like being around my good people, and he is one of my good people. So, what people say, I'm just, basically what I'm saying is, like, when people have exes, why do you think you have exes? Like, I have my ex because I want my best in life, period. So, some type of mate in life. I don't care what it is, but it got to be some way or the other. I want to meet you on the other side. And I'm going to always love the person who I hope. It's some reason why God made me and you meet, period. So, but right now, I'm going to let him talk since he want to be all in my business. What's up, Mr. Andre?
First, on the outset, I would like to say thank you for having me on your show. I'd like to say peace and love to the black community. I do believe I'm the leading voice in the black community.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about Black Lives Matter movement. black justice, black apartheid justice. I'm just here today just shed a little light or some information about what's going on in black neighborhoods and what's going on around the world. Because the truth has to come to the light.
Thank you. So, okay, now we're talking about truth coming to light, and we're sharing some love of what's going on around the world, especially in our local area. So let's get some input on what's going on.
Well, as you can see, fake news. This shit, excuse my language, but I'm so passionate about.
No. Please express yourself.
Thank you. But all the stuff, all the things that's going on in the black community seems to transcend in the black community. They put all the blacks in one area and wholesale against them and discriminate against them, shake them down, and just destroy our minds, our bodies, and everything. And my main goal is to expose anybody that's part of that system. And I need a couple people to help me. Right now, I don't have a, I can't put it on paper, but I'm gonna leave my number before I leave. So anyone, any volunteers is more welcome to come. So we can sit down and put some ideas together.
Okay, now you say you want to expose now. Okay, you know, I keep it real on this one. I hear Paul says gotta do it. So if you say you want to expose, what are you doing to help the community out? Do you help the kids out? Do you make some type of funding? What do you do?
Hold on.
Yeah. See, he's talking for real. No, I'm not laughing, sir. No, don't pause. This shit is live. How are we playing? What the fuck? What you doing towards the community? And you talking about exposing people. First of all, let's expose you.
I'll reach to the black guys in the community.
Wait.
Corner liquor stores.
Oh, okay. We're not promoting those.
Walking through the alley.
So, we're not promoting those.
No. But teach one.
Okay, walking through the alleys and liquor stores. No, we not talk about that.
Now,
What are you doing? What are they doing? Are they harming you? What do you do to? I'm saying, how are you helping them out?
Are you gonna let me talk?
I'm asking
every
questions.
Every time I talk, you finish talking.
No, excuse me, sir. How are you helping them out?
Shed light on them about the situation that's going on in America. And just give them.
How come we never heard of you, Mr. Murphy?
Right now, I'm just starting this thing off. I don't have the proper funding.
Bye. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to do this.